Back now with Day to Day. There's a new wave in runway fashion. It's not about the clothes, though. It's about the coif. The artists aren't stylists. They are hair entertainers. Celeste Headley reports from the front lines of what's being called the hair wars.
There are at least 2,000 people packed into this hotel ballroom, with more trailing into the hallways and milling in the lobby. In the center of the room is a catwalk, and the models strut by while pounding hip-hop plays. But although the models are dressed elaborately, no one's really looking at what they're wearing. They're looking at their hair.
It's just something to see, I mean, because they go way out, you know, they really get into it and everything, and it's just exciting just to see the different things they can do with hair.
Maddie Watson drove several hours to see the Hair Wars spectacle, and like many of the other audience members, she doesn't work in the hair industry. She's just here to see the show. And what a show it is.
Please give them a hand.
Women with helicopters on their heads, propellers spinning. One woman balances a barbecue grill complete with spatulas and tongs. Another has hair that's been molded into flames of brilliant orange, gold, and red. Hair Wars producer David Humphrey says one model was actually carrying a live 4-foot python in her hair.
She said she was a little nervous, and the thing was moving around, you know, it was in a separate compartment, but it wasn't her hair. It was a Nefertiti hairstyle, and he unzipped it and pulled out this snake. But the snake died, you know, all the traveling, he couldn't handle it.
Humphreys created Hair Wars about 20 years ago in Detroit, and it's grown since then into a national touring show. He says the stylists love the chance to break away from layered cuts and fades.
They use Hair Wars as a forum to really go crazy. And Hair Wars is a place for them to showcase it. That's the platform we have for them to really be the artists that they are.
Detroiter Big Bad D created a style with a fishbowl embedded in the model's hair, and inside were two Chinese fighting fish engaged in a turf war. The show lasts about 4 hours, with 250 models crossing the runway. Audience member Betty Paul says, although none of these styles would be seen on a street corner, people like to see what the trends are.
They want to see what's going on, what hairstyles out, what things is being done now.
And she says hair has no limits as a creative material.
You can make hats, you can make dresses, you can make coats, you can do all kind of things with hair.
Backstage at the Hair Wars, stylist Raphael has just arrived with his models. They're the picture of elegance, with black and white gowns and fantastically elaborate updos. One looks like a sparkling chandelier, another like a cascading fountain.
I always been into fantasy hairdos. I like to take the hair from basics all the way to fantasy.
Uh-huh.
So it's my dream. It's inside me.
Near Raphael is another stylist working feverishly, attaching sculpted pieces to a girl's head. Dang Toy Lewis says just one of these coiffures can take weeks to create and cost a considerable amount of money.
You get 4 minutes on stage, but you know what? Sometimes you get pictures. I saw myself in an international magazine. You know, just that 5 minutes of fame, it's worth that to me.
Back out in the ballroom, the audience applauds for a rainbow afro that's at least 3 feet wide.
Oh, beautiful.
Acclaimed artist Tyree Guyton is watching in amazement.
This has taken me to another level of what it can be, the possibilities, taking hair beyond what we think it should be.
Guyton is used to cutting-edge art. 20 years ago, he used found objects to transform abandoned houses in an inner-city Detroit neighborhood. The controversial installation piece became a flashpoint in the city and remains a tourist attraction on Heidelberg Street. His wife, Janine Whitfield, says they've been so inspired by the sculptural aspects of the hairstyles, they've decided to collaborate with the Hair Wars crew on an artistic event.
But the fashion has to be from found materials, and then the hair will complement the fashions. And we're going to do a catwalk on Heidelberg Street in the ghetto. Won't that be hot?
And if the Hair Wars show is coming to your town, keep in mind that the stylists are always looking for models with good heads. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.
Come on, you can do better than that. Give it up.
You know, there are radio stories that it really helps to see. And you can see this because photographer David Yellen has documented hair wars in a new book by the same name. You can see his photos of the crazy do's at npr.org.